Welcome to your stop thumb sucking hypnosis session with Hypnospace founder Kelly Bearer. Begin now by focusing your eyes on a spot in the ceiling, taking a nice deep breath in all the way up. And hold it. And hold it for as long as you can. And as you let it out, feeling that wonderful wave of relaxation from your head to your toes. Good. And take another deep breath in all the way up, continuing to stare at that spot in the ceiling. And as you let it out, releasing and relaxing and letting go. And one more deep breath in all the way up. And as you let it out, draining all the tension in your body, right out through the bottoms of your feet. And you'll notice now your eyelids are blinking. And you can close your eyes down now and let yourself go deeper and deeper into relaxation. And now picture or imagine yourself on a gently sloping hillside somewhere out in nature. And there are 10 levels going down. And each level you go down, you become more and more relaxed, letting go of all your thoughts and cares. And when you get down to level number 1, you'll be down to the very bottom of relaxation. The sound of my voice and the sound of the music will take you deeper and deeper into relaxation. And you're on level number 10 now, moving down to level number 9, more and more relaxed. Letting go of all your thoughts and cares. And moving on down now to level number 8. Deeper and deeper. More and more relaxed. And you're moving down now to level number 7. And perhaps you can picture or imagine the numbers on the levels as you go down. More and more relaxed. And you're moving down now to level number 6. And whenever conscious thoughts come into your mind, just go back to the words calm and relaxed to quiet those thoughts. And you're moving down now to level number 5. And you're halfway down now. Feel your body becoming loose and limp and relaxed, just melting into relaxation. And feel your muscles let go like noodles, loose and limp and relaxed. And you're moving on down now to level number 4, calm and relaxed, calm and relaxed. And you're moving down now to level number 3. And when you get down to level number 1, you'll be down to the very bottom of relaxation. And you're moving on down now to level number 2, releasing and relaxing and letting go. And moving on down now to level number 1. Down to the very bottom of relaxation. Now, before I tell you this story, I'd like you to get yourself nice and comfortable and to close your eyes, because this story is a magic story. And for the magic to work, you need to close your eyes and let your body be nice and relaxed, nice and still, just like when you drift off to sleep at night. And when your eyes are closed, you can still imagine things with your inner eyes, can't you? You can imagine what the moon looks like on a starry night, the way it glows with a bright white light, and the way the stars twinkle around it all through the night while everyone is peacefully sleeping. And just like those astronauts who went off in their spaceships all the way to the moon and stepped right out onto the moon and actually walked on the moon and had amazing adventures in space, you too can begin to travel in the spaceship of your mind all the way to a different place, into a story about a little boy called Leo, fast asleep in his bed, snug and warm, dreaming happy dreams, one starry moonlit night, and Leo's mom and dad, Mr. and Mrs. Fantastico, are magicians, and during their show, the Fantastico Show, they perform the most amazing magic tricks, and people travel from all around the country to see them make 20 rabbits appear out of a hat, to see them make a motorbike disappear right there in front of the audience. And they can read people's minds and predict the future. And Mr. Fantastico can make Mrs. Fantastico float right up into the air. And everyone knows that they are the greatest magicians in the country, perhaps even in the world. And of course, little Leo Fantastico, asleep in his bed, wanted to grow up to be a magician too, just like his mommy and daddy. He wanted to be able to join them in the Fantastico Show. And as he slept that night, he dreamed of all the tricks he wanted to be able to do. He dreamed of how the audience would gasp as he flew above them, how they would applaud as he waved his hands in the air and made a single gold coin change into an avalanche of money, how they would cheer as he made himself disappear and then reappear at the back of the theater. But the simple truth was, Leo Fantastico couldn't do any of these tricks yet, because Leo couldn't say the magic words properly. You see, some magic tricks need everyday magic words like abracadabra or alakazam, and other tricks need a more secret magic word like ala zapple double pizzazz or zamba zamba shaza. And Leo's mummy and daddy had taught him these secret words, but whenever he tried to do magic with them, he got a bit nervous, and every time he got nervous, Leo put his thumb in his mouth. And instead of abracadabra, he mumbled oomba kadoomba. Instead, ali zappa double pizzazz, he mumbled alu zubu puza. And his mommy and daddy kept telling him, Leo, you can't say a magic word properly when you've got your thumb in your mouth. And if you don't say the magic word properly, then the magic can't work. And Leo understood perfectly, and he knew they were right about this. And he had really been trying hard to stop sucking his thumb, trying to remember just not to put it in his mouth. But as much as he wanted to be a magician, as much as he desperately wanted to join the Fantastico Show, he just kept finding his thumb back in his mouth. Every time he started feeling a bit nervous, as if he had jumped in there by himself, and so he just couldn't do the tricks properly. It was terribly frustrating. And when Leo woke up in the morning, he was very excited because today they were going to Grandpa's house, and Leo loved Grandpa Fantastico, who knew everything there was to know about magic. He knew how magic was done all around the world, from India to China, from Russia to Brazil, from Norway to Antarctica. And there was nothing he didn't know about the history of magic. so that every time Leo visited, he learned something new and amazing about magic and how to do it and how to be a really great magician. And Leo was sure he would learn something very important today too. But he was a little surprised when they got to Grandpa's house to discover that today it was his mom and dad who really wanted to learn something. For as soon as they were all sitting around Grandpa drinking tea and munching chocolate biscuits, Mr. and Mrs. Fantastico said to Grandpa, "Grandpa, do you know what's the best thing to do if your thumb keeps getting in the way of your magic words?" And Grandpa Fantastico rocked backwards and forwards in his old wooden rocking chair. Backwards and forwards and forwards and backwards. And he looked over the top of Leo's head at Mr. and Mrs. Fantastico. And his kind, wise, old eyes twinkled at them. And he said, "As it happens, I do. Because you know, when I was a little boy, I used to suck my thumb too. I used to prefer the flavor of the right one to the left one. And I sucked my thumb at school and at home. Any chance I got, really. And you know something? When your thumbs are very little, they don't mind being sucked at all. When you're just a baby, your thumbs expect to be sucked. As your thumbs start to grow, they don't like it so much. And one day, I noticed that my right thumb was becoming really annoyed about being sucked all day. And I have to say I got rather a fright when it started actually speaking to me. Because you don't really expect your thumbs to talk to you, do you? But I had no time to think about that because my thumb was right there busy talking. And its voice was rather tiny. So I had to listen quite hard to hear it say, 'Listen here. I'm too old for you to suck me now. I don't like it anymore. I want to help you do things like write and paint and catch balls and play games and do magic with your hands. I don't belong in your mouth anymore. Just as you don't belong in baby's clothes anymore because you're a big boy now.' And then my left thumb piped up and its voice was a bit different. Which is not so surprising, I suppose. I always noticed that they tasted different, so why shouldn't they sound different? And it wanted to let me know how it felt about the situation too, and my left thumb said, 'It's true. Now that you're growing up, you can let us thumbs do what we know best. Holding things, catching things, gripping things, moving things, carrying things. And you can let your mouth do what it does best, eating, drinking, speaking, saying magic words. And it's really time to let us do our job down here and let your mouth do its job up there.' And do you know, at that moment, I had the strangest feeling. I could feel my mouth growing up so I could say magic words more clearly and start to become a magician myself. And I knew in that very moment that just as your feet don't belong in your mouth, and your elbows don't belong in your mouth, and your ears don't belong in your mouth, so your thumbs don't belong in your mouth. They want to have fun playing games and painting pictures down there, and your mouth wants to enjoy eating, drinking, and speaking up here, and that is how I learned to say my magic words clearly, and that is when I really started to become the magician I wanted to be." And when Grandpa Fantastico finished speaking, there was silence in the room except for the creak of his rocking chair forwards and backwards and forwards, and the slurp of tea being swallowed, and the crunch of delicious chocolate biscuits. Now, magic is a strange thing, and Grandpa Fantastico knows more about it than anyone you can think of. And Leo noticed something rather odd happening. In the next few days, every time his hand came up to his mouth, in the old way, it would suddenly stop all by itself. Before his thumb even got to his lips, and a very loud thought would sound in his head, Have you ever had a loud thought? They really do make you notice them, don't they? And the loud thought said loud and clear, "My thumb doesn't belong up here. My mouth is for speaking, for eating and drinking, and my thumb doesn't like it in there. And I'm going to be a famous magician, and I'm going to speak so clearly that everyone can hear the magic words." And day after day, Leo reminded himself, thumbs down there. For moving things and carrying things, mouth up here, for eating, drinking, and speaking. And some days after that, he noticed that, without even noticing when it happened, he had stopped sucking his thumb, and his thumbs were free to do their job, to carry magic items for the Fantastico show, packs of cards, bunches of flowers, shiny silver balls, all kinds of magical things. And finally, his mouth was free to say the magic words clearly, and Mommy and Daddy Fantastico just burst with pride as Leo went on stage for the first time that week and boldly stood up in front of the audience holding a single bright gold coin in his hand. And then he shouted in a magical voice ever so clearly and loudly, "Ali Zappa Double Pizzazz," and the single coin transformed into hundreds of twinkling gold coins that poured from his hands in a golden waterfall to land in a huge shiny pile at his feet. And the audience gasped and clapped as he was growing up. Leo Fantastico became world famous for all the different amazing tricks he could do, now that his hands were free to do their magic and his mouth was free to say the magic words clearly. And at the end of every show, Leo would grin from ear to ear as he looked out over the audience and called out, "Zabba Zabba Shaza," and disappeared before their very eyes, only to suddenly reappear at the back of the theater, and they all cheered in amazement. And that's how Leo Fantastico became the greatest child magician the world has ever seen. And in a moment now, I'm going to count from 1 up to 5, and you're going to come back to the room feeling relaxed and refreshed and safe. 1, the energy is flooding back into your body now. 2, feeling relaxed, refreshed, and safe. 3, with lots and lots of big, bright, golden energy. 4, feeling unconditional love in your heart. And 5, open your eyes, wide awake, relaxed, refreshed, and safe.